Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory, and let your trust rise.
morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Once again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Sister Tangela Lewis and Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Sister Tangela. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Pastor Mel. Good morning, Deaconess.
Good morning. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and praise God, she is our servant leader, and we have Apostle on the line this morning. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you all.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Hello.
Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear us, Apostle?
Hello. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am blessed, and yourselves?
Amen. All is well.
Amen. Amen.
Did you have anything on your heart that you wanted to pass on, Apostle?
No, I like for you all to go on and pray. I was going to just listen and sit under the prayer. Let's pray for the sick and afflicted. I have some private requests from different individuals who are in the hospital. So if we could just pray for the sick and afflicted on today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. Before we get started, if you would be so kind to visit our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, please like the page. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. If they're of a private nature, you can inbox those prayer requests. You can keep up with the ministry. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. A lot of times we go through life situations and we'll handle them in a worldly fashion. But if you like, you can post those questions or inbox those questions, and we will answer those questions in a biblical manner. Amen. So, again, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Our Facebook page, please like the page and engage the ministry. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life, and this world legislated instructions. And as we get started, as always, we enter into the gates of our Father with thanksgiving. We enter into his court with praise. Father God, we just thank you. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you and uplift your name this morning. We magnify your name, Father God. We give you praise and honor, Father. We give you glory, O Heavenly Father. Father, we exalt you so that all men might be drawn unto you. Father, we thank you and praise you and uplift your name. We magnify your name this morning. We give you thanks, Father God. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, we honor you for all that you've done, Father God. Father God, create in us a right spirit, hallelujah. As we come before your throne of grace, Father God, stir up the boldness in us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and honor you on this morning, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you, 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 we praise you, Father. We praise you and honor you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Have your way. Unite us and bring us together on one accord. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. Forgive us for any and all sins and trespasses we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly. Praise God. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your holy name, Father. We magnify your holy name. We give you praise, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We uplift your name. Hallelujah, Father God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you inhabit the praise of your people. So, Father God, we praise you tonight. We praise you and uplift your name. We praise you and magnify your name. We praise you and give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, you are worthy of glory, Father. We thank you and praise you. Thanks, you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please take a break to just give God some praise right now. Just give him praise, hallelujah. Give him praise with uplifted holy hands. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we uplift your name, hallelujah. You are worthy of our praises, Father God. You are worthy of our praises, Father God. You are worthy of our praises, Father God. We thank you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise and honor this morning, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Sister Tanja, would you lead us in prayer, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. I'm sorry, can you pray this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. I'm sorry, can you pray this morning, Sister Tanzel?
Unfortunately, not this morning. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. No problem. No problem. Father God, we thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up this nation, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up this, our president, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would blow on his heart, O Heavenly Father. Father God, that you would stir up the gifts in him and the anointings in him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would, Father God, surround him, Father God, with anointed, strong and bold, Father God, loving men and women of, after yourself, O Heavenly Father, to give him counsel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Angels, that you would go forth and destroy and remove any and all devils and demons that are attached to him, that are assigned to him. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that their work would be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that you would pour into him wisdom and intellect, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and have him to operate in perfect timing, O Heavenly Father, making the decisions, Father God, that you would pour into him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would look after his health, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God. Father, that you would give him an ear to hear, O Heavenly Father. Father, that he might hear the gospel, Heavenly Father, and give his life to you, Father God, that his family might do likewise, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you touch the hearts of the people of this nation, Father God, that they might come before you, Father God, and cover him in prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that he might be one of the greatest presidents, Father God, to ever sit in the White House, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that he would be an example, Father God, to the other leaders, Father God, of this world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift, Father God, the other leaders of the nations of this world, O Heavenly Father, that you might blow on their hearts, O Heavenly Father, that you might surround them, O Heavenly Father, with wise, Father God, strong and bold, Father God, intelligent, gifted, Father, and anointed men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, to just speak into their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father, to come before your throne of grace and pray for them, O Heavenly Father, to give them sound counsel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that you would blow on their hearts, Father, give them ears to hear your word, O Heavenly Father, what you're saying to the nations, O Heavenly Father, what you're saying to these leaders, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them ears to hear, Father God, that they might, Father, receive the gospel, O Heavenly Father, and receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that they might allow themselves to be led by you and make righteous decisions, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we pray for them right now, O Heavenly Father, break the grip and control, Father God, of demonic forces, O Heavenly Father, that are attached to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, we uplift our children, Father God, not only of this nation, O Heavenly Father, but of the world, O Heavenly Father, that you might give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, that you might stir up, remove, Father, those, O Heavenly Father, that might do harm to them, O Heavenly Father. Those, O Heavenly Father, that would ensnare them and trap them and lead them astray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Infiltrate their circles of influence, O Heavenly Father, with those, O Heavenly Father, that will love them, that will protect them, O Heavenly Father, that will teach them your ways, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over our children, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those, O Heavenly Father, that have been trapped, those that have been enslaved, those that have been kidnapped, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command their release right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you heal them and restore them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hold them close to your bosom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, Father God, and praise your name. Those that are dealing with affliction, Father God, those children that are dealing with affliction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of healing, Father God, to fall on them, to rest and abide with them right now. Father, we call them from their beds of affliction, Father God, to stand up, O Heavenly Father. For you are the God that heals all those that need healing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. By the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God, the masses of our children, Father God, are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift our seniors, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, that are dealing with affliction, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We call forth your spirit of healing, Father God, to manifest and rest and abide with them, Father God, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they are healed, Father God, from the bottom of the from the soles of their feet to the tops of their head, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they are completely restored, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call them from their beds of affliction, Father God, to come before you with praise, O Heavenly Father, to come before you with thanksgiving, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We uplift all those, O Heavenly Father, that are dealing with affliction right now, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command healing to fall on them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command affliction to fall off them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you are the God who heals all those, Father God, that need healing. Father God, that you are the God, O Heavenly Father, that turns the curses, Father God, into blessings because you love us, Father God. Surely you have established your arm with us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We thank you for healing right now, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for restoration right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we uplift our leadership before you, Father, spiritual and secular, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, our governors, O Heavenly Father, our mayors, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, our congressmen and women, Father God, our representatives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, police chiefs, Father God, fire chiefs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God, that you might lead them, Father God, that you might turn their lives around, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, that the spirit of righteousness might rest and abide with them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God, they will make decisions after your own heart, O Heavenly Father, after your wisdom, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for them, Father God, so that we, Father, the people might live in peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now and uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now. Father God, we remind you and uplift, Father God, our apostles, O Heavenly Father, our pastors, Father God, our teachers, Father God, our evangelists, Father God, in the mighty name of our prophets, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, the bishops and archbishops, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, rejuvenate them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, gird them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let them know, Father God, they might be tired, O Heavenly Father, but this is a time of war, Father God, and you are the God, Father, who strengthens us, Father God, who rejuvenates us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, rejuvenate and restore this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel, Father God, the power, Father God, the stirring up of the waters in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, reignite the joy, Father God, in their spirit, man, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, pour into them now, Father. Pour messages into their bellies, O Heavenly Father. Refresh them even now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, gird up and strengthen their families, O Heavenly Father. Restir up the gifts in them, Father God, and the anointings, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we command fresh anointings to follow your leadership, Father God, and the people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now for victory, Father God, over whatever they're going through. Father God, whatever the attack is, Father God, we command a swift victory right now in the name of Jesus. And we
Thank you
right now, Father God. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, those that need to hear from you, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Open their ears, O Heavenly Father, so they might hear you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for speaking to your people, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for families, O Heavenly Father, the restoration of families, O Heavenly Father, the restoration of the family base, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. Father, we uplift fathers, O Heavenly Father, strengthen them, Father God, direct them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift mothers, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, give them wisdom and strengthen them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of, O Heavenly Father. Provide that thing right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of division, O Heavenly Father. Command, Father, the spirit of unity, Father God, to rest and abide, O Heavenly Father, within families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we command the spirit of love to abide over the families, O Heavenly Father, in the families of these nations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We uplift, Father God, the children, O Heavenly Father, that are being persecuted, Father God, around the world. Father God, for loving you. Father God, for serving you. Father God, for worshiping you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, pour messages and bellies in their stomachs, O Heavenly Father. Father, as they open their mouths, put words in their mouths, Father God, that will lead others to righteousness, will lead, Father, the masses to salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift the lost, O Heavenly Father. We uplift the forgotten, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We pray, Father God, that salvation will find them and that they will receive salvation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, that they will be led from the darkness to the light, Father God, even today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. And we praise your holy name. Father God, where there is a need of Bibles, O Heavenly Father, let there be Bibles, Father God. Let there be understanding of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we command the spirit of Father God to fall on, Father, the cities, Father God, the countries of these nations, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command the spirit of peace to fall on our homes, O Heavenly Father, to fall on our blocks, to fall on our neighborhoods, to fall on our cities, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father God. And as always, O Heavenly Father, we pray, O Heavenly Father, we decree and declare, Father God, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our beings, Father God, have been and are being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, Father God, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father God, your children, your people. And so we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father God, we uplift those, Father God, that are dealing with, Father God, demonic covenants, unknown demonic covenants, Father God. Father God, those that have been dealing, Father God, and trying to break loose from witchcraft, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command the spirits of witchcraft to leave now in the name of Jesus. We break their grip, their holds. We break the ties of spoken, unknown, and unspoken covenants, Father God, that have been spoken generations before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command in the name of Jesus those covenants broken right now in the name of Jesus. We command you, evil, despicable, wicked spirit, never to return to molest these individuals again in the mighty name of Jesus. And with the sound of my voice, I command the spirit of freedom to fall on these individuals, these families, these groups, these cities, these nations, these tribes in the name of Jesus. You are free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now. We uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all these words, all these decrees, O Heavenly Father, that we have be spoken before you, and in your Son Jesus' name, it is so. We say thank you, Father God, and amen. Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor Melvin. Father God, we just continue to exalt you. We continue to magnify you, God. You are an awesome, awesome God. We love you so much, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are our Savior. You are our Lord, and we just praise you on today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done and you continue to do. God, we thank you. We continue to thank you, God. You are awesome, God. You are sovereign. You are righteous. You are You are omnipotent. In the name of Jesus, because there is no other name that we know under heaven. You are true and awesome, God. God, we just love you on today. We praise you on today. We magnify you on today. God, we thank you for all that you're doing on the inside of us, God. We say, thank you. Thank you for what you are creating in us and through us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we say, thank you for how you're working in us, Father God, and around us, in the name of Jesus. Father, Holy Spirit, continue to have your way all throughout this day in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you, we bless you, we exalt you, we magnify you. We thank you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Apostle, are you going to pray this morning? Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Apostle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to pray this morning?
Yes, I will pray.
Yes, ma'am. Can you,
Father in heaven, we just bless you and magnify you, Lord, and honor you. God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Jesus. For you are great, Lord God. You are mighty. You are powerful. and you showed us all those things in our lives, plus more, God. Not just that, you showed us things, Lord God, that are beyond measure, that are beyond words, that are beyond thankfulness. And yet, Lord God, we still don't honor you the way that we should. We still fall short. We still don't lift you up the way you should be lifted up. God, and I just say thank you for not taking us out in our sin, for not allowing death to come upon us where we can't praise you, where we can't thank you, where we can't just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive each and every last one of us of our sins and shortcomings. God, we are but filthy rags. We know this, Lord. We do fall short. But I'm asking you at this moment and at this time, Lord God, that faith and prayer have intersected. And Lord, we're looking for you to move by your spirit even now. We're looking for you to pull down these strongholds, God, of sickness and shut in individuals, God. We command, God, infections and pain and migraines and sinusitis and diabetes and cancer even, God, that has come into the kingdom of your people, your kingdom citizens, God. I'm commanding it and them, every sickness and disease dried up, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, people don't even know that sickness and disease comes from spiritual places, spiritual weaknesses, comes from bitterness, comes from lying, comes from worry, comes from fear, and manifests in the natural body. But God, I even come up against all of those spirits today. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear, God, that is crept up in your kingdom-minded citizens, God, to be driven away in the name of Jesus, we curse it now in the name of Jesus, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, God. In the name of Jesus, pour down upon us the confidence to stand boldly before you, Lord God, flat-footed before you in the name of Jesus, knowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just allow us to stand in faith. Allow us, Lord God, to believe you and trust you in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, oh God. Go into the hospitals, Lord Jesus. Those afflicted with us, those, Lord God, that can't breathe hardly because of congestion or asthma, God, in the name of Jesus, I command their lungs to be open, Lord God. Let the passages of their breathing to be open in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you even now, God. I plead the blood against you. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Even now, in the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way, God. You are God. You are Alpha. You are Omega. Yes. You are the beginning. You are the end, oh God. And it's not over until you say it's over, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way for those who have been afflicted and stricken by migraines, God. They can barely hold their head up,
but let them look to the hills from whence cometh their help. And knowing, God, your help is you. Their help is you. Our help is you. You are the banner, O God. You are the coverer. You are the keeper. You are the provider. Lord God, do it for your manifested glory that you today, Lord, will get the praise and the testimony and the fruit of our lips today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your spirit throughout these airwaves, all the principalities that have shifted in the earth realm. We command them to be driven into the dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God, in these airwaves. And we command the angels of peace to come through, the angels of healing to come through, the angels of love. Get on your post and begin to move and begin to shift, begin to heal, begin to lay hands, begin to bring restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of God need you. They've been fighting the fight of war, but we claim and decree that we have the victory, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pardon me. We have the victory on today. We have the joy on today. We are healed on today. Every call I got this week, O God, every email that I've got, I put angels on those assignments of healing, of peace of mind. Worry is driven out. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Infection is dried up. I curse you in the name of Jesus. I bless these people with healing. I bless these people with trust. I bless these people with faith to believe you and to hold on to the belief system. Lord God, don't let them profess one thing out of their mouth and then in their heart knowing that they really don't believe you, knowing that they really don't trust you. But Lord God, go into their hearts. We drive out disbelief. We drive out disdain. We drive out worry and sorrow. I usurp that authority in the name of Jesus. We walk in the holy authority of God and Holy Spirit. You sent your Son for us, O God, to die on the cross for all of these reasons, O God. And I decree, I proclaim, I announce, I pronounce right now in the name of Jesus that everybody is healed. They healed in their mind. They healed in their spirits. They healed in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you now. In the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, who are being attacked with mental illness, it will not stand in the name of Jesus, but they have a sound mind today. Angels, rest your hands upon their heads and allow them to feel the power of Holy Spirit and be healed. All evil spirits driven out, all unrighteousness driven out in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Leave the people alone. We stand united in faith even now. Moving by your spirit, oh God. Those who called me with the heart attack, I speak now that that heart is healed. Every valve, every artery, every vein, the aorta, the left ventricle, the right ventricle, it is healed. It is beating to the right beat. The blood is circulating accurately in the name of Jesus. No more heart attacks. Heart attacks are derived out of stress, out of worry, out of misbelief. Oh, but God, I trust you. You are Jehovah Nissi. Oh, yes, you are. And I command even now that hearts are regulated. Doctors are taking them off of heart medication. Doctors are releasing them from the hospitals in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Do it that they know that you stepped into that hospital and allowed the shed blood of your son to prevail throughout the hospitals in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, Lord God, for our archbishop being on foreign territory today. Father, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that he's treading the land of your son where he did all his ministry. But Lord God, I need you to cover him. I need you to cover the team. I need you to bless them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Lord God, let them have everything that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Let, Lord God, favor prevail in their lives in the name of Jesus. Allow them, Lord God, to eat things and it won't harm them. Drink things and it won't harm them. Let finances not be an issue, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your ministry go forth. Let the teaching go forth. Let the preaching go forth. We come up against backlash and retaliation. In the name of Jesus, they are covered by the blood. There are no headaches. There are no sicknesses. There are no body aches and pains. Allow their bodies to adjust to that climate just fine. In the name of Jesus, I anoint that team the more, oh God, to allow your manifested glory penetrate Jerusalem, penetrate the Sea of Galilee, penetrate Jordan, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Tel Aviv, oh God, Capernaum, oh God, Tiberias, oh God, I won't shake it, in the name of Jesus, your manifested glory. Let that place not be the same where their feet have trod, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you for the team on the line. We bless you for each and every member on the line today, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that we come together to link our faith, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the meeting of the minds and the uniting of the faith, dear Jesus. Father, everybody that's on this line, I speak strength. I speak strength, God. Some just need it, Lord God, to sit under prayer. Some got on the line because they needed strength. Some got on the line for whatever the reason. But, Lord, everybody got on the line sacrificing sleep, oh God. When we lay our bodies down to be sacrificed, God, only your skin lives. Only the spirit can drive. Only the spirit can exhort. Hallelujah today, Jesus. I thank you for them, Lord God. I command even today that not their day just be commanded by you and driven by you and ordered by you, but, Lord God, let love prevail. Let them run into somebody they can witness to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow them to be able to evangelize and bring some soul to you, some soul that is lost, oh God. And I command even, Lord God, that deals that are outstanding, oh God, will come together and come into fruition in the name of Jesus. I command that bills that have been lagging and outstanding of individuals on this line, supernatural debt cancellation. Come on, Jesus. How about Shanda? Some people need some supernatural debt cancellation that no matter how they try, no matter how they pay tithes, or no matter how they sow seeds, Lord God, there's those 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 9 deals outstanding. Because the devil is the devil of oppression. The devil is the devil of deprivation. Oh, but I serve a true and a living God, a God of increase, a God of multiplication. And so, Lord God, on this day, today, Lord God, we decree favor in finances, oh God. Favor over debt, oh God. Lenders and not borrowers in the name of Jesus. The head and not the tail in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that everything that they touch, Lord God, it will just turn into prosperity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask that you will allow those who are just listening in by web, Lord God, couldn't join us on the line, but they have tuned in and they are listening in. Bless their hearing, oh God. Bless them to walk in tune to your frequency of your voice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray against backlash and retaliation on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that bodies, minds, spirits, Lord God, possessions, family members, finances, jobs, and ministries are covered by the blood. There will be no backlash, no retaliation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, on this day, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. I just want everybody to come off mute and begin to bless God. Send up your own fruit of your lips. Send up your own thanks. Let us praise them in this closing prayer. We bless your name, oh God. We honor you today, Jesus. We give you glory today, Jesus. We lift you up today, Jesus. Come on, saints, magnify them.
Yes, Father God. Hallelujah.
Let God hear you. He wants to be thanked. He wants to be loved. He wants to be praised. Just simply say thank you. We're not interceding at this time. We're just thanking him.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father God.
We praise you.
Thank you, Father God.
Lord, you are worthy. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the appreciation that gives God that entryway into your presence. Just bless him. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Wonderful. Hallelujah. We love you today.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We magnify you and give you the glory. I decree on these blessings, Lord God, right now to be yes, to be yes, to be yes, and to be amen. Back in your hands, Pastor Mel.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for those prayers. Hallelujah, Father God. We stand in agreement, and as it is written, Father God, that where two or more of us agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done for us by you, the Father. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that it is done. Father God, people are healed. People are loose, Father God. Demonic spiritual hierarchies are and strongholds, Father God, are broken, Father God, right now. We just thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for those prayers from our servant leader, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, we thank you. Is there a word from the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, again, once again, before we sign off, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please leave your prayer requests and definitely leave your testimonies. We love stories. We love stories. We love testimonies of victory. Praise God. Again, here you can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. You can ask questions concerning your lives and get biblical answers. So please, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Hallelujah! Help us to grow. Help us to grow on our online presence. And we just thank you. And before we sign off, please remember we are here every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please join us. And as always, know that you are favored of God. Because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, hearts change, minds change, all in your favor. God favor goes out before you, and it surrounds you as with a shield. So until next week, again, we love you. Remember, God loves you. Remember, God favors you, and we will see you next week. God bless.
intercessors tonight who will begin to lift up your voice. Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government will be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we dare.
Must first begin in me. I see.
are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. That's why we say the change.